Would you call yourself a socialist?
No.
You've never told a lie in politics?
No.
See, somebody sent me a video actually last Friday, and it had you talking at the socialist meeting.
Oh, right. Yes.
And you mentioned the word comrade about four times in a minute. What was that about?
It was a rally, and I would have been about 25 years old.
Comrade.
That was in 2009.
Oh, well, I can't remember which country it was in.
Has it changed since those days?
No, not particularly. No.
If you are caught in a lie or caught intentionally misleading the New Zealand public, how would you expect to be held to account?
Well, I actually believe that it is possible to exist in politics without lying.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full two-week period of sustained propaganda.
If you look at the side effects of these things, blood clots, myocarditis, inflammation of hearts, increase in miscarriages from 10 to 80% in the first trimester, increases in cancer, increases in autoimmune diseases, ovarian dysfunction, most likely infertility. And that's not to mention the genocidal potential effect of antibody-dependent enhancement. Why the hell would you put that into a child when they have a 100% near 100% chance of recovery from a infection that is safer than influenza virus?
Good morning, my name is Grant Edwards. Welcome to Liberty NZ, and now a story from Steve Kirsch's newsletter. And I'll put the website URL so that you can follow the story from Steve Kirsch. This was released just 14 hours ago, and the headline is, the FAA, that is the Federal Aviation Authority in the United States, has very quietly, tacitly admitted that the EKG, or an ECG here in New Zealand of pilots, that's the electrocardiograph, of pilots is no longer normal. Now, we should be concerned, very concerned. And it says here, after the vaccine rollout, the FAA secretly widened the EKG perimeter range for pilots so that they would not be grounded. This looks like the vax gave at least 50 million Americans heart damage. So in October 2022, a version of the FAA guide for aviation medical examiners, the FAA quietly widened the EKG perimeters beyond the normal range from a PR max of 0.2 to unlimited. And they did widen the range by a little. They widened it by a lot. And it was done after the vaccine rollout. Now, this is extraordinary, according to Steve Kirsch. They did it hoping that nobody would notice. It worked for a while. Nobody caught it. But you can't hide these things for long. It's a tacit admission from the US government from the COVID vaccine that the COVID vaccine has damaged the hearts of our pilots. Not just a few pilots, a lot of pilots, and a lot of damage. The cardiac harm, of course, is not limited to pilots. At my best guess, says Steve Kirsch, over 50 million Americans sustained some amount of heart damage from the shots. That's a lot of people who will be very upset when they realize that the vaccine they took to reduce their chances of dying from COVID actually worked in reverse, making it one, more likely that people will get COVID, two, be hospitalized from COVID and other diseases, three, die from COVID and other diseases because of the vaccines, and also have an excellent chance of getting a lifetime of heart damage for no extra charge. But don't worry, you can't sue them. They fixed the law, so none of them aren't liable. So none of them are liable, I think you should have said. The doctors and the drug companies, the government, after all, you know, you took the vaccine on your own free will. It's not like you were forced or coerced, or to take anything like that, was it? And there were plenty of people warning you not to take the shots, even though they censored most of them. In this article that Steve Kirsch has written, he says, I'll explain the evidence and the thinking behind all my claims, and as I learn more, I will refine the estimate. The introduction, I'll just give you the introduction, and then if you'd like to, I'll leave it in the description. You can go to this website and have a look and read this for yourself. It's shocking. On October 24th, 2022, the FAA, quietly without any announcement at all, widened the EKG requirements necessary for pilots to be able to fly. The PR, a measurement of heart function, used to be the range of 0.12 to 0.2. Now it's 0.12 to 0.3 and potentially even higher. This is a very wide range, and it accommodates people who have cardiac injury. Cardiologist Thomas Levy is appalled at this charge. So why would they do this? Why would they make these changes? Well, Steve Kirsch says, I'll take it an educated guess as to why they did that. I believe it is because they knew if they kept the original range, too many pilots would have to be grounded, and that would be extremely problematic. Commercial aviation in the US would be severely disrupted. And why? Why? Why did they do this quietly without notifying the public or the mainstream media? Well, I'm pretty sure that they won't tell me, says Steve Kirsch. So I'll speculate. It's because they didn't want anyone to know. In other words, the COVID vaccine has seriously injured a lot of pilots, and the FAA knows it and has said nothing because it would tip off the country that the vaccines are unsafe, as if we didn't already know. But the whole country, all the ones that are sleeping, would start to realize, wow, this is on the mainstream. And you aren't allowed to know that. So why? We are sure it was the vaccine that did it. Well, there are several clues that are consistent, according to Kirsch, and that it was the vaccine and not COVID. One, they were quiet about it, and if it was COVID, it would be public. But the vaccine is supposed to be safe. Two, the timing, October 2022, is late for COVID. If it was due to COVID, it would have happened well before now. They can make changes every month. Three, the vaccine creates far more injury to the heart than COVID, which creates no added risk, per this large-scale Israeli study of 196,992 unvaccinated adults after COVID infection. Four, anecdotally, cardiologists only started to notice the damage post-vaccine, and that's happened here in this country, and I've got first-hand information from a cardiologist in Wellington's patient who told him, my friend, that he has noticed he's now receiving a lot of young people with cardiac problems since the vaccine rollout. And he's too frightened to speak out, which is shocking, in my opinion. Right, five, and the sudden deaths started post-vaccine. I know from a study of 177 people in Puerto Rico, 97% of whom were vaccinated, ages 8 to 84, that 70% of those people were screened for cardiac injury using the FDA-approved testing device from HeartCare Corporation. They exhibited objective signs of cardiac injury. There was a study done by pilots. It will be published in the Epoch Times later this week. That included heart damage in over 20% of pilots screened. The Epoch Times will release that exact number. The Thailand study shows nearly 30% of kids were injured, but kids are indestructible, so a 30% injury rate in kids translates to even higher rate for adults. VAERS shows the cardiac damage happens at all ages, not just the young, from this vaccine. So I'd recommend you get over to Steve Kirsch's newsletter. I'll put the link to Steve Kirsch's website in the description. Until next time, my name's Grant Edwards. Thanks for joining me.
The method that the CDC is using to report risk right now is obsolete and inaccurate, and it's not the preferred method. It sure looks like somebody is attempting to minimize the signal here.
Thornley and Alicia Brock redid the investigation last month or October and published it, and the government forced them to withdraw it through various means. Not because inaccurate, but for other reasons that didn't fit the narrative that the government was propagandising around the country. So they had to withdraw that article that showed that the first and second trimester miscarriage rate was 81 to 91%. And the doctor in Dr. Nagasa in Canada, who has blown the whistle on the number of stillbirths in Canada, which has gone from 1 per 2 months to 28 per 2 months, picked up and put in a psychiatric institution for blowing the whistle because he told the truth. And the stillbirth numbers here are rocketing as well. And she's out to get them in utero. And while they're breastfeeding, then they'll start at 6 months soon and then it'll go straight through. And the scary thing is this whole mass formation situation. Two-thirds of New Zealand parents want their 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated. They can't wait to line them up and get them shot, which is very tragic.